介して。
Safeguard your family. The Good Good Day program with good, good people like Good Good Roberta, Good Good Jennifer, Good Good Richie, and Good Good... almost made it there. There it is. Good Good Louie is here. Chef Louie DeAngelis, who along with Jennifer Horn, co-authors of this week and every week's Food and Wine newsletter, personal food information that'll help you over the weekend. You can put these things maybe a little loosely for you got a file on your computer. You can put it in the file. It's really great. As they said when I was a kid, it's swell. Remember the old ads for Mattel? You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell. Well, you can tell it's Louie and Jennifer because it's swell as well. So the food part is Louie's. The wine part is Jennifer's. And you can sign up for this magnificent creation that we spare no expense to produce every single week for your listening and dancing and dining pleasure. Go to gooddayshow.com, click on Louie's picture in the contributors box or Jennifer in the co-host box. You'll go to the Food and Wine newsletter. You can see a little box there. Sign up or just put your email in there and bingo, like magic. It's like it's sort of like Santa Claus when he comes down the chimney and he's ready to go back up. He pushes his nose and up the chimney he goes. This is the same thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kinda like
I can
that.
See that.
Magic. Okay, so what's in the Food and Wine newsletter this week?
That's a good question, Dougie. I just asked Louie that myself.
Oh,
it's
really?
A garlic week, actually. We're doing garlic.
Garlic?
Yeah. Garlic.
Garlic. You put garlic on your garlic. Actually, very good for it. You're supposed to eat it raw for it to have the benefits.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do much for your love life. It may do great things for your body, but you can kiss.
Wow, my wife loves garlic.
Yeah, but what about when you kiss her after she's had it?
Well, she's had more than I have, so.
In my household, those are little breath mints, those things.
Breath mints. Yeah.
Right, little cloves of garlic. I love it.
Yeah. So what are we, so we're using garlic. We're not using garlic in our wine, though. Is there any such thing as garlic in some kind of beverage? Garlic, there's no garlic juice.
There might be, because people make liquor out of all kinds of things, but I'm just going to say not in my house. They make wine out of anything.
Wow.
But I will tell you that this week we're going to do a minty cocktail, so after you've eaten all of our garlic, you can freshen up a little bit.
Really?
This one's a mojito made of mint, cucumber, and vodka. What do you think?
Wow. So are you cooking with garlic? Is that the deal, Louie?
Well, what I made is a garlic paste that works so well on breads or just a scoop of it on a fresh grilled steak. And it's just fantastic. I have so many restaurants that are doing
it. So you can put it on fish.
Anything.
You can put it on anything.
Yeah, this
garlic
is really
when it seeps
an amazing
in.
Little recipe.
Nothing better than going to a good Italian restaurant that has really authentically good pasta having a roll of soft, fresh garlic bread. My God, is that something that is worth the price of admission?
That's it.
And you dunk it into a good mushroom tomato sauce.
Oh.
Ah, yum.
You're making us hungry. Now, my
You're
recipe.
Talking dirty to me.
My recipe this week, Dougie, is for something healthy. It's a garlicky feta avocado salsa that you can put on top of chicken.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that sounds pretty intriguing.
You like it?
Yeah, I do like it. Sounds very good. All right, so all this stuff, I can't give you the whole deal because you will then think, well, what do I need the newsletter for? There's lots more detail in the Food and Wine newsletter you sign up for, along with our health newsletter that Dr. Ken prepares every week. Do it the same way at gooddayshow.com. May I give you an assignment?
Yes.
I would like to have somebody do a little work on on dried fruit. Doing things with dried fruit.
I got plenty of that.
All right, so next week maybe, is that, I mean, you can
dried
do it in
fruit.
The... In
Why
the,
do you want dried fruit?
Because I think that there are certain minerals that are in dried fruit And there are a lot of things that are great. You
not
cannot
so
get
good
them
for your waistline.
Well, I was about to say, thank you for bringing
on how they're prepared.
I just got some trail mix this week, and I was like, God, this stuff's good.
Not good
but
for
it's
you.
So sugary. It's
well,
so
but that's
sugary.
The, that's commercial, but that doesn't mean that that's the way it has to be made at home. Right, Louis?
Right. You know, what they do is they shoot sugar onto that stuff, the trail mix
yeah.
and all the other stuff.
Right.
But if you dry like cherries yourself, right, it's the same amount of sugar that's in the cherry, whether or not it's dried or fresh. It's just more concentrated flavor. And you take dried cherries and make a little chutney out of that for like a pork loin. Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. The, right. It just bursts with flavor.
Yep. All right. So that's something that perhaps we can work on the next week or two. I just find that intriguing. Next up here, the last rehash. As we get into the first part of 2011, we're still saying goodbye to food products and trends, that sort of thing, from the year 2010. And so Louis has his list of things that are, if they haven't gone by the wayside already, by the by, they ought to. And he'll give you the reasons for getting rid of things that are farmed that ought not to be. I think you can come up with any number of things in your own mind. The stuff that gets raised and farmed, it gives farming a bad name. And so we'll get through some of those. And I went through earlier, Louis, you'd gotten a kick out of it. I don't know if you heard it or not. The whole business about the Food Safety Enhancement Act and what's in it. And now people are realizing, oh, my God, look at this, look at this, look at this. The one saving grace is that the Republican who's chairman of the Finance Committee says they're not going to fund any of these bills.
Right.
That's
the Food Non-Safety Act.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's the Food Embarrassment Act of 2010. Okay, so we'll get to some of the things that if you haven't gotten them out of your system yet, by the time Louis finished telling you about them, you'll for sure be discarding them almost as quickly as we say, get it out of here. 14 after on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
The best.
Now 17 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is with us on Fridays in this hour to talk about some of the trends in food and food products. Jennifer Horn along. She's pretty good in that department. Richie's a pretty good cook, and Roberta is. And there are a number of things that we talked about last year that just maybe are left in last year. Better off left unspoken in 2011. What are some of these things that you think people ought to just discount and remove from their reality?
Well, Doug, the first thing that comes to mind is farm-raised fish. You know, as you said before, yep, it really does put a black eye on farmers, because farmers would never do to crops what fish people, with the guys that raise fish for, you know, farm-raised
fish.
Well,
would we raise things where these fish are raised in
some
parts of the world?
You would never feed your animals the things that these people feed these animals.
Well, right, one of the things they feed them are your animals.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to be graphic about it.
The rendering companies, they grind it all up and dump it in the water. The fish eat it.
Left over from the vet's office, anything.
Yeah, grind it up. Dry it off, grind it up.
And they're raised in basically what amounts
to... By the way, excuse me for a second, Louis. This stuff that is used for feed for the fish, we use on the farm as a supplement to the manure in putting it on the fields.
Right.
That's how these people are feeding it to the fish that you're going to eat. Meanwhile, we're using it as mixed with excrement to fertilize the fields.
Yeah, and the excrement that you're mixing it with is in better shape than what this stuff is.
Yeah, than this stuff is, right.
Yeah. You know, you take a regular tilapia, is a very strong fish.
No, tilapia is so bad for you.
Once they stick them into the equivalent of a kiddie pool, they have no room to move around. They're force-fed a diet of proteins. These are vegans. These are animals. You can't even catch a tilapia on a line with a worm. I mean, because they eat plant life.
Right. Spinach, you know? You could catch them with. Yeah, you can't catch them with
a
worm.
Not to mention, there's also something about tilapia with omega-6s.
Well, omega-3s.
Omega-3. 6 is good. Omega-3 not so good.
No, the other way around.
It'll clog your arteries and no...
It's 6.
Omega-3s are good. Those are the ones that come in your fish oil pills in the morning.
And then you take salmon, and they hit them with this red food dye in their pellets to make their flesh look real good in the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's the same stuff that you're given, you know, when kids eat red food dye, they go wild.
You know what a crock it is when I go to Whole Foods and I see the thing on the farm-raised salmon, this fish may have been dyed or colored red or something.
Why the heck is it in Whole Foods? You won't find that at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
No, it's just horrible. And same with the crawfish. Now, they were selling bags of crawfish up until mid-last year from China. All right, and they found out that these things were heavier than lead themselves. I mean, you can't imagine the way they were raised.
Yeah.
Now, in your grocery store, there might be a pound less in the same bag for the same price, but you've got genuine Louisiana wild-caught crawfish. And the taste is so different. It's so much better.
You know, I had to bring Charlotte to the emergency room at the vet hospital the other night, and while we were in there, there was a dog that died. And the woman said... the vet said, what do you want us to do with the remains? And the lady says, oh, no, I can't face having him at home. Please, you dispose of him. So, you know what these guys do, some of the vets? They send it to the rendering company, and the rendering company grinds it up and feeds it to the fish. Right? Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do with my dog.
That's great. Yeah, right. Feed him to the fish.
Hey, Patch.
800-510-8255, and you have no idea. And this new Food Safety Act doesn't deal with any of this stuff. None of it. 21 after on Good Day.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? Just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougSteffen.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Residential.carrier.com.
The number one guy, Dick Clark.
I think the only real drastic mistake we collectively ever made on American Bandstand was played this record and they said, they weren't very enthusiastic. They gave it a 73 and it turned out to be She Loves You by the Beatles.
Really?
I think we missed that one.
Cause I'm country strong.
Floating around today about Gwyneth Paltrow in the February edition of Good Housekeeping.
Uh-oh.
She opens up about dealing with postpartum depression after the birth of her son Moses in 2006. That is her from that new movie that's been out. How long has that movie been around?
Country Strong. I think it just did a soft open, didn't it?
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, yeah. I don't think it's out. Yeah.
In wide release yet?
She had a great time with Apple's first few months back 2004, but when she had Moses, her second child, she couldn't connect, she said. She didn't have access to her heart, her emotions. She felt like a zombie. She's 38 years old now, and she feels like opening up. This is okay. I think this, a lot of mothers go through this. She
Absolutely.
Thought she was going to be a terrible mother and a terrible person. Her husband is Chris Martin, who is the frontman for Coldplay, who thought something wasn't right. And about 4 months into it, he said, something's wrong. She said, no, I'm fine. He said, no, you aren't. And so now she's discussing it publicly.
That's
she said there are different
though.
Shades of it and depths of it, which is why I think it's so important for women to talk about it. So there it is, the story of Gwyneth Paltrow.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac accident and disability coverage the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Music is a word within itself. It's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. But just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in the A when the people start to move. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over.
Songs from the Key of Life, no, songs in the Key of Life, let's get it right, released on this day in 1976. I like that for punctuation, Richie.
Like it.
It was his first album, Stevie Wonder's first album in 2 years.
This
first release since signing what was then the most lucrative recording contract in music history, guaranteed him $13 million plus 20% of whatever was sold. And he's made a lot of money, but deserves every
penny. What an amazing, amazing song. Performer, writer, singer. The guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. You listen to this. I listen to sometimes you just hear a song and you listen to it and you're just like,
yeah. How did you get up? How did these ideas come up into his brain and where?
Well, I mean, okay.
In our teeth.
You can see the hook and you can see the chorus and okay, I can see how I got that. But then listen to how he just refined it and refined it. I mean, I was just listening to the staccato guitar and I was just like, how did you think to do that? And then put that with these horns and then put that with this keyboard and then put that with that bass line.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Yep. Good, good stuff. 26 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden here at your service and on your side. Now, this is a story that's kind of interesting. 78-year-old guy in a bank in Worthington, Ohio. The robbers come in to the surprise of the robbers, apparently. This old guy picks up a chair and whacks him over the
head.
Scenes from the WWE or F or G or whatever. Whack him over the head.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Slash Doug.
Back to this, so I mind all of that. 33 after the hour. We're talking food, and the man who's one of our experts, the guy we turn to, this is a man, by the way, in real life, Louis DeAngelis, is a chef known all over the South. When restaurants are in trouble, they call him to fix, among other things, their menus.
You're like Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Or nicer.
Who is the
on fire?
Guy is, he, Ramsay was the one that they wanted to burn up, right?
Yeah, they threatened to light him on fire. Right. He was doing some story this week.
Chasing the wrong people around.
Chasing the wrong people around. He got to the really bad guys, and they doused him in gasoline.
Gasoline.
And said, if you ever air this segment, we'll light you on fire.
Yeah, wow. Perfect. Come on, baby, light my fire. So Chef Louis DeAngelis is here along with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Clay Cohut, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. Okay, here from the Hall of Shame, a couple of stories before we get back into the things Louis wants us to forget about in 2010 that were maybe some of them trended, actually, fairly strongly in 2010. Here's a problem that we're having over and over and over again, and I find these things, and when I find them, I want to pass them along because they so underscore why the Food and Drug Administration ought not to have anything to do with the food supply. It should be the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they who bring these things to our attention, especially in, I'm a dairy farmer, so I'm associated closely with this. Louis had similar background. The popularly, the Kraft American cheese thing was the best story of its type when we first started talking about it. People said, how can you talk about these people like that? I don't have to talk. Look at the label. That's all you have to do. It isn't anything other than what's on the label that I bring to your attention.
Doesn't Kraft it say American a cheese or something?
Say again?
It doesn't it say like a cheese food or something on the package?
It tells you what it is, and then you can figure out from what it is what it isn't. And Kraft American cheese is neither cheese nor made in America. So that they were told by the FDA finally, after 12 years of selling that crud, to change the label. Not to change what's in the package, just change the label. So here's the latest example of this coming from Wisconsin, okay? There is a regional cheese supplier. It always happens to be cheese for some reason or other. There's a regional cheese supplier and a regional supermarket chain called Woodman's. The supplier of cheese, you can look this up online.
I buy my cheese at Woodman's.
Yeah. All right. So they were selling a cheese called, this is a distributor called J.S. Farms. And the label reads J.S. Crafted in Wisconsin. And the cheese, it has the Wisconsin state seal on it. It is. It tells the buyer that it is smoked Gouda cheese, G-O-U-D-A, Gouda cheese, as opposed to the Gouda Day program. This is smoked Gouda cheese. All right. So it happens that some crafty farmer brings this cheese to the attention of the authorities because it says, this is how good bureaucrats do their job. It says on the label, when you turn the cheese over, top of the cheese says J.S. Smoked Gouda Cheese. You turn it over, and what it actually says is it isn't cheese. It isn't from Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, it comes from an importer from Germany in Elizabeth, New Jersey, that repackages this product that comes.
Wait. Hold on right there. The Wisconsin cheese actually comes from Germany from a New Jersey distributor.
Correct, Amundo. You've got it. All right? And by the way, again, you look at one label on one side. This is the icing on the cake is these guys aren't even trying to hide it. If people are dumb enough not to turn it over, they think, oh, wow, this is great. Gouda cheese from Wisconsin. Perfect. Turn it over. J.S. Brands. It admits that it's
Wisconsin, Germany
cheese. Right, exactly.
I mean, it just goes to show who reads the labels.
Yeah, that's it.
Nobody.
So the Department of Agriculture sends a warning letter to the state of Wisconsin, not to the cheese company, to the state of Wisconsin, whose label is on the cheese, telling them to straighten out the problem. All right?
I got news for you. That ain't going to help.
Now, here's the latest. You want to know what's in German cheese? Go to today's Associated Press, where German authorities have now stopped farms from selling their product as a precautionary measure after the feed used for the cows was found to have been contaminated with cancer-causing chemicals from Asia.
Oh,
these Asia. Are farms in Germany and Slovakia.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Yasamash, Dougie. Yasamash.
Yeah,
it's okay. I'm sure.
So the German Agriculture Ministry says this today, Friday. It doesn't have any immediate reports of health problems connected to the contaminated products, but it does admit to investigating what is going on in terms of the animal feed that's being used and imported from who knows where. The farms. Apparently, there are like 4,700 farms that get this stuff from this particular grain. I've stopped using grain. I don't use grain on my animals at all. No more grain. None. I don't have any of it.
Why? Just because you don't know what's in it?
Well, I don't know really what's in it anymore, even if you get it from the best companies. B, because they've all been bought up by international conglomerates, and they just throw everything. We were talking about the fish that gets thrown.
So you're just feeding them corn?
I feed them corn and baleage and grass. That's it. And hay. That's all.
Yeah.
And they're just as fine. They're just as fat this winter as they were last winter. Doing fine, giving just as much milk. Matter of fact, we noticed in the last couple of pickups, they're up about 400 or 500 pounds of milk. Anyway, so now there is an expert from Queen's University in Belfast that has been dispatched to Germany to see about the contaminated feed, the farms it's been delivered to, and the food products that it has affected. The government says it looks like it may border on what might be considered dangerous. 150,000 tons of feed for poultry, swine, and cows has been fed to livestock across Germany. It has a fat in it that contains dioxins, and it should never have been used in the feed. They're grinding up animal. This is the same thing that caused mad cow in England, although it was overdone in England. But wherever there's mad cow, it's always because what they're doing with the feed is grinding up animals that have been sick. And they put the animal remnants in the feed. The same thing we were just talking about in the last half hour about what they're feeding the fish.
Yep.
It's the same. Do you realize what's going on? And these idiots go after the small farmer who would never do any of these things because, frankly, this stuff is sold in a way that they won't sell it to anybody that buys less than 100 tons or something because they bring it in on a barge. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on, and we sit here like ignoramuses and listen to these people from the Center for Science or the Public Interest and all those other idiots that I keep using that word, and it'll get overused, and then it'll become ineffective. They are bought and paid for by the big corporations who want to whitewash what they're doing, so they pay some 501c3 in Washington. They fund them. They give them a great name. Who's going to argue with the Center for Science and the Public Interest? How could you dare argue with them? It's like voting against the food safety bill. How do you do that? It's the words that are used, not the deeds and actions that go before and after them. All right, I'm on my horse now. And I'm,
wow.
Well,
feel better?
Well, you're saying it's true, though. I mean, good God, Richie.
What does it take for people to wake up to this stuff?
Yeah.
And it takes information.
Well, the only thing you could trust in is the local farmer.
That's it.
You know, we talked about
the government, the FDA, the bill, even somebody reviewing it today that we had on the air earlier, Louis, said, Richie, you heard that the clip, that it endangers, I wish I had the info in front of me, I don't have that clip, but it endangers, see if you can find, I think it was the first clip we played this morning, Richie, in the 5 o'clock hour. It basically, what the bill does is discourage and or basically underscore the problems the small farmer has in competing,
yeah.
And it's aimed at putting him out of business. We'll play that clip for you in a moment. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We're on our toot about food and food products at 17 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Caleb, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her Safe Light's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a Safe Light repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Tired of making the same old thing for dinner every night? Well, why not get some great new recipes in your inbox every week? Sign up for the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter right now, simply by logging on to DougStephan.com.
All right, 14 before the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day. Jennifer and Richie and Chef Louie and Roberta and I focusing on the food that you are eating. Richie, would you please enlighten the audience with the excerpt from an interview done with a guy who Does not. I'm trying to think of. He's a. I think he's a prof at the University.
It's
Chicago,
Dr. Manny Alvarez.
Yeah, I think he's a prof at the University of Chicago. Anyway, his overview.
You want the short one or the long one?
Well, I think we got to get in. The long one is about 2 minutes, right?
Yes.
All right, play that one.
For many Americans, something as common and simple as drinking water from the tap might be harmful to your health. That, according to the Environmental Report out today. Municipal water supplies...
You know what? I'm sorry, that's not... Here's Dr. Manny Alvarez.
What you have here is a food-regulating bill, $1.4 billion. And the first part of the bill, yes, as you said, more inspections, look out for more disclosure, things that they need to do because the food industry did a terrible job in the last couple of years. But what it does contain is now Homeland Security contains the HSS, so that you're going to have food regulations in school, you're going to have harvesting guidelines, you're going to have some bureaucrat telling you that broccoli is better for you than tomatoes, perhaps. And it's putting a lot of onus on the small business. I think that this is going to destroy the small farmer at the end of the day. 50% of this bill is just over-regulation. And the other, the first half of the bill, yes, is something that we needed to do, but it could have been done much simpler.
And by the way, much simpler in the sense that the goal of many of the people involved in this, some of the farm organizations, was to get their four federal agencies that are involved in food safety now, get them all out of the way, and yet the USDA, which does the best of all of the agencies to regulate and watch food, because they have inspectors in many of these places that are there every day, but because of the power grabs of the FDA over the years, they've said, oh, no, we don't want the USDA there. We'll take responsibility for that. And meanwhile, their responsibility, which they had, for example, with the egg farmer that was responsible for the eggs that were contaminated, 45-foot-high piles of manure around the barns where the chickens are and full of rats and stuff. In 43 years, the guy's been operating a couple of these farms in Missouri. The FDA never set foot on the place in 43 years. Now, you tell me they're the guys you want watching. Oh, they need more money. Well, they don't need more money. They need to get the hell out of it. USDA can do a fine job. We don't need the EPA. We don't need... there's one other, I don't know. It just goes, it's sickening to see how this stuff is. And people go to sleep on this until after the fact. And then everybody wakes up and says, well, why can't I buy seeds for my garden? All right.
It's the fox watching the hen house.
Yeah. What are you, who's laughing?
All of us are.
Yeah.
Every single one of us.
All right, anyway, go ahead. Laugh all the way to you.
I'm going to agree with you. You're just funny because, I mean, you know, you are so passionate about this.
Yeah.
For 6 months now, you've just been ranting about this.
Well, because it is.
And look, they still slip it through behind everybody's back.
Right. In order to get the bill passed, they had to add it to the 2009 reimbursement bill for the car clunker thing. They couldn't get it passed without attaching it to some rider of some bill that was attached to another bill. They never voted on it because they know it won't stand scrutiny, and then they can say to their constituents, was attached to another bill. They
tell everybody the good news now.
All right, Richie,
tell them the good news.
It won't pass.
The good news is that the Republicans...
Well, I mean, it won't.
The Republicans won't get funded because the Republicans say they're not going to fund a lot of these bills. The bill wasn't passed with an attachment that shows them how they're going to pay for it. So they're not going to fund it. So, anyway. All right. Give us one more farewell for food, Louis.
Okay. I hope that the semi-homemade anything is gone. The food networks, the books, they've just pushed this to the very end, semi-homemade. There's no such a thing.
What's an example?
Okay.
What is that?
That cute little cookie that was just on television recently I watched.
You get the dough, you stick it in the oven, it comes out like a homemade cookie.
Off the shelf mix, and then add applesauce to it, and you buy icing. And it's homemade, but it's not. You know what? For $3 for that box for the cookie mix, it's full of hydrolyzed vegetable protein, which is nothing more than MSG. Mm-hmm. It's full of all kinds of nitrates, all kinds of preservatives. For 70 cents, use your own flour, your own baking soda.
But then we have to work on time, because the one thing that has is it helps save you time.
I can do it in the same amount of time.
So you know what? The time it takes you to do it extra, you'll live longer. You eat the stuff in the box, the time it saves you will kill you that much faster.
Fine.
All right, how do you like that, Jennifer?
Fine.
Chef Louis.
Wow.
On the Good Day program. Eat well, folks. 51 after on Good Day.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Why suffer? Use as directed.
Quite a battle in Wisconsin, one that may have ramifications elsewhere. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Here's the subject of the battle, a Republican proposal that would remove the collective bargaining rights of thousands of public sector workers in Wisconsin, not the least of which are teachers. In a move aimed at derailing a vote on this, Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin decided not to show up for the vote yesterday. Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Mark Miller says he and fellow Democrats met at a secure location after the state Capitol was overtaken by citizens who were outraged by the proposal. Miller accused Republican Governor Scott Walker of neglecting his duties as governor.
He failed to ever contact any of the interested parties to work with our party. He's ramming this through in such a short time, and it's the governor who's failed to do his job.
14 Democrats did not show up for yesterday's vote, leaving the 19 Republican state senators one short of the minimum required for a quorum. Republican Senate President Mike Ellis actually sent police in an attempt to locate and retrieve senators for the vote. Wisconsin's largest teachers union held a massive rally yesterday, with another one set for today to protest the proposal. Josh Klug is a firefighter who showed up to lend his support.
We are proud to stand next to the teachers, sanitary workers, public works department workers, and show them that that union does work.
Those in support of taking away collective bargaining say it's a move necessary to deal with the state's deficit. Fair to say many other states across the country are watching what happens in Wisconsin, what with virtually every state dealing with deficits of their own. But for Josh Klug, the firefighter, and many others, it boils down to this.
It's busting unions. It's taking away collective rights to bargain, something we've enjoyed in Wisconsin for over 50 years.
As we said, teachers will be rallying again today. Many schools will be closed for a third straight day. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The holiday weekend is shaping up with nice, soft, easy-to-turn-in snow, a chance to get out and really make some of your best turns. And, of course, a lot of big events going on this upcoming weekend as well, leading right into next week. Whiteface in the Adirondacks riding some of that fresh snow they picked up this week. 84 trails with some softer, wet-packed snow. Hunter in the Catskills riding that same wet granular, softer, loose granular snow. About 50 trails total at Hunter. Jack Cross in the Poconos up over 20 runs as they stay up to full operation for 6 miles of skiing. Ski Brule in Michigan to the UP on 17 runs. They have 5 lifts staying at full operation. Devil's Head in Wisconsin with a couple of dozen runs. They have day and night skiing. Now on to Utah, where fresh snow fell this week at Alta. They picked up a recent foot of new snow, 114 trails. Taos in New Mexico riding up to 96 runs. They'll have 13 different lifts open at Taos. Mammoth in California, a recent foot and a half. piles on some fresh powder, 150 trails and over 3,500 acres open at Mammoth. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Moderate gains on Wall Street. The Dow up 30 yesterday, closing at 12,318. NASDAQ up 6. S&P with a 4-point gain. Crude oil up $1.36 a barrel, closing at $86.36. On Capitol Hill, House Republican leaders pushing toward a final vote on a bill funding the federal government for the remainder of the year. House Speaker John Boehner made this pledge.
When we say we're going to cut spending, read my lips. We're going to cut spending.
House members spending much of the week slogging through dozens of amendments and slashing tens of billions of dollars from federal programs. Temporary funding for the government expired March 4th, a huge fight brewing between the Republican-controlled House and the Democratic-controlled Senate. That has led to fears of a possible government shutdown next month. Unusual solar flare activity earlier this week could mean a light show for some New York and New England residents. Scientists at NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center says the Aurora Borealis, or Northern Lights, may be visible at lower than usual latitudes this weekend. The unusual Northern Lights activity is the result of a massive sunspot that erupted this past Tuesday. Couple of closing notes. First, did you hear about the new world record set just last week in Thailand? A kissing competition was held. The winning couple puckered up and kept on kissing for 46 hours, 24 minutes, and 9 seconds. In fact, we have them both waiting outside. Let's invite them in. Would you two like to... I can see you're busy. Anyway, during this marathon makeout session, the couple was allowed to drink using a straw and go to the bathroom just as long as they kept their lips locked. Congratulations, you two. That's enough. And finally, a somewhat notable birthday to pass along. Yoko Ono turned 78 today. It was just announced that Yoko, the widow of John Lennon, will be a featured speaker at this year's South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, next month. Yoko, it says here, will discuss her contributions to music. Really? Well, let's share some of Yoko's contributions right now. Here she is. And this is one of her bigger hits. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.